Mr. Speaker.
Order.
By the end of this question time, one further New Zealander will have died of a smoking-related illness. Personally, I think the government should stand up and try and protect those New Zealanders.
Prime Minister John Key defending his government's anti-smoking measures in response to questions from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Does he have confidence in the Associate Minister of Health, the Honourable Pesetta Sam Lotolinga? If so, why?
The Prime Minister began his defence of his minister by correcting the New Zealand First Leader's pronunciation of his name.
Inga, not Linga, but anyway, yes, because he's worked hard to improve health outcomes for New Zealanders.
Mr. Peters said that if smoking was as bad as the Prime Minister and his Associate Minister claimed it was,
then why doesn't he get some guts and ban it?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I think history has shown that for very addictive substances, banning is an extremely difficult thing to do. In fact, most of the addictive services will tell you that ultimately, for someone to want to stop doing something, they themselves have to want to do it. So, yes, of course, the government is doing the right thing, I think, in terms of, for instance, raising prices. And we know that that has the biggest single effect, about 4% to 5% reduction per year for every 10% increase in price. Mr. Speaker, in the end, 5,000 New Zealanders die every year from smoking-related illnesses. And maybe that member should get some guts and try and help those people.
And Mr. Key revealed a personal reason for backing his government's anti-smoking policies.
We know that the biggest impact it has is on young people. We know that from our data that disproportionately larger groups of Māori and Pacific people smoke, particularly Māori people smoke. And in our view, by taking all of the steps that we are, we're trying desperately hard to encourage people to stop so that they can live a longer life. And I think in the end, coming from someone who saw my mother-in-law die at a very, very young age of smoking. She was 53. She didn't get to see our kids growing up. Personally, I know that when she was 53 and on her deathbed, she would have given everything to have made an earlier decision not to smoke. I think there are a lot of New Zealanders in that category.
The Prime Minister was also required to defend his government's policies on housing in answering questions from opposition leader Andrew Little, who asked for clarification of Mr. Key's claim of builders completing 40 new houses a day.
Can he confirm that when he uses his figure of 40 houses a day, that he is talking about building consents, not actual houses completed? Oh, so it must be true.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, the building consent rate that converts to building houses being met is virtually 100%. A little less than that, but it's very high.
Supplementary.
Order. Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
In view of his clarification that he is now talking about 40 consents a day, just how many families are living in those consents?
The Right Honourable Prime
Speaker,
Minister.
The government is building more houses than we've seen for a very long time in Auckland. Four times the rate from when we came into office. But, you know, when you have a piece of paper like a building consent, it means something. It's a bit like when you have an MOU. I suppose it means something.
And Mr. Key kept up his ridicule of the MOU, or Memorandum of Understanding, between Labour and the Greens in his answer to the next question, which was from the Greens co-leader, Materia Touré.
Of the 700-odd homes that have been built in the special housing areas over the last 3 years, how many have people actually living in them, and how many Aucklanders overall have been housed in the special housing areas?
The Right Honourable Prime
Minister. Mr. Speaker, I have no idea, but the member's happy to live in one with Andrew Little, because I wouldn't want to.
Question time was followed by resumption of the budget debate, including a contribution from Labour spokeswoman on arts and culture, Jacinda Ardern.
On budget night, we had Minister Barry crowing about the investment into the arts. It equates to about $2 million per annum. What have I ever done? Well, surprisingly, I'm not on the Treasury benches, Maggie Barry. If I was, I would have done a damn sight more than that minister did. $11 million being cut from Creative New Zealand, and the minister was having celebratory selfies when other arts organisations are going to face cuts of 10%. And she crows that she's done more than me. Give me 1 week in your portfolio, Minister Barry, and I'll show you what you should do with an arts portfolio. Overall, Mr. Speaker, ultimately, this budget needed to be about people, and it wasn't.
Good speech.
Labour spokeswoman on arts, culture and heritage, Jacinda Ardern. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.